This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, April 1st, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tamsin Grohman. Making headlines today. The South African government's Interministerial Committee, IMC, on Energy approved the much-anticipated stakeholder engagement process on Wednesday. This was for the second version of the Integrated Resource Plan, which will provide a power investment and energy mix roadmap for the next 20 years. The Department of Energy, which has formulated the process, also called on all interested parties to register on a stakeholder database for inclusion in the consultation process, which would begin in earnest during April. The IMC hopes to complete the plan by June and have it published in the Government Gazette by September. South Africa and China have signed trading agreements to the value of $311 million. This reaffirms China's position as South Africa's number one trading partner. The two countries signed a similar agreement in 2007 to the value of $143 million. South Africa's Trade and Industry Minister, Dr. Rob Davies, says that the value of the contracts more than doubled in a three-year period, showing the country's commitment to mutually beneficial trading ties. Bilateral trade between China and South Africa has been following a very sharp upward trend since 2002, with the total trade between the two countries amounting to $119 million. Also making headlines, Zambia's Kariba North hydropower station faces a delay of at least a year. The upgraded Durban port is now ready to handle much larger vessels. Three building materials firms are fined a combined 40 million rand after admitting to anti-competitive behaviour. And Exxaro Resources signs a definitive coal supply and offtake agreement with Eskom for the Medupi power station. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.